It's 12:30. I'm Craig Cohen, Illinois Public Media News. A federal court in Chicago has granted a preliminary injunction blocking enforcement of Illinois' controversial eavesdropping law. The law makes it a felony to make an audio recording of a conversation unless all parties agree and sets out a maximum punishment of 15 years in prison. With the NATO summit coming to Chicago this month, activists had feared protesters and bloggers could run afoul of the law if they used smartphones or video cameras to record police responding to protests. Today's ruling stems from a lawsuit by the American Civil Liberties Union. In its opinion, the court says, quote, the Illinois eavesdropping statute restricts far more speech than necessary to protect legitimate privacy interests. And the court says it, quote, likely violates the First Amendment's free speech and free press guarantees. Election officials say Indiana's primary is off to an uneventful start. Indiana Election Division Co-Director Brad King said today's vote has been extremely quiet, unusually quiet. He says that may be indicative of a light voter turnout, but it's too early to know for sure. Today's election lacks the energy of the 2008 race when the primary battle between Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton set voting records across the state. The hottest race on this year's ballot is on the Republican side between longtime Senator Richard Lugar and Tea Party-backed challenger Richard Murdoch, the state treasurer. Murdoch says he's reasonably optimistic he'll defeat six-term incumbent Lugar in today's primary. He told the Evansville Courier and Press he expected to win the party's Senate nomination after he cast his ballot at a vote center in Evansville early this morning. Recent polling has shown Lugar trailing Murdoch. Lugar, for his part, says he will not run as an independent if he loses a primary against Murdoch today. Lugar tells CNN that Indiana, quote, cannot have a third-party race. Some voters in Illinois' 13th congressional district will get the chance to meet the four people being considered to replace Congressman Tim Johnson on the November ballot. After the Illinois primary, Johnson announced he's dropping his reelection campaign that left the Illinois Republican Party chairman to pick a replacement. The chairman met with eight people seeking the nomination Saturday and narrowed the field. The finalists are Johnson's former chief of staff, Jerry Clark, Congressman John Shimkus' aide, Rodney Davis, attorney and former Miss America, Erica Harold, and Macoupin County business owner, Kathy Wasink. Madison County GOP Chairman Andrew Carruthers says those four will be at a forum Wednesday at the Edwardsville Gun Club. The 14 county chairmen are scheduled to pick a candidate on May 19th. The University of Illinois is among three state institutions sharing nearly $3 million in federal research grants training students in the nuclear industry. The U.S. Department of Energy today announced the funds would be split between the U of I, Northwestern University, and the Illinois Institute of Technology. The U of I's share, $876,000, will develop reactor designs and technologies. Another $5,000 will fund an undergraduate scholarship for one student at the U of I for a degree in the nuclear field. The bulk of the funds, $1.6 million, goes to Northwestern for research of fuel cycle technologies. Energy Secretary Stephen Chu says the investment will encourage innovations that will create jobs and export opportunities. The Illinois Institute of Technology gets $300,000 to buy equipment for its research reactor. Outside of Illinois, grant recipients include Purdue University, receiving just over $1 million. The chief judge for Illinois' 6th Judicial Circuit is stepping down after undergoing heart surgery. Piatt County Judge John Schonkweiler is on emergency medical leave after undergoing heart valve replacement surgery yesterday at Carl Foundation Hospital in Urbana. His colleague, Moultrie County Judge Dan Flannel, says Schonkweiler hopes to return to the bench for at least part-time work, but will retire for good on July 31st. Flannel is filling in as acting chief judge for the time being. A permanent chief judge will be selected later. Judge Flannel says Schonkweiler's career on the bench began as a magistrate in 1965. He was elected a circuit judge in 1974 and has been chief judge for the 6th Judicial Circuit for 19 years. Flannel described Schonkweiler as a tireless worker and a friend and mentor to his colleagues. The Illinois 6th Judicial Circuit includes Champaign, Macon, Piatt, Moultrie, DeWitt, and Douglas counties in East Central Illinois. Rantoul City School District 137 is among 37 school districts in Illinois sharing in the third phase of federal Race to the Top funding. The Illinois State Board of Education announced the recipients of the grant money this morning. State Education Superintendent Christopher Cook says the money will help accelerate education reform efforts in the state. At the Rantoul City School District, Lead Administrator Jennifer Ernst says they look forward to using their share of the grant to continue their transition to new Common Core learning standards. She says the $35,000 they're receiving over the next 4 years will be augmented by advisors from the State Board of Education.
I think everybody is excited to get any help that we can and to work on the things that we think are important to help our students. So those pieces are exciting.
Ernst says the Rantoul City District doesn't expect to see any of the grant money until this summer, but they hope to start working with the advisors in the next few days. Other area school districts receiving Race to the Top grant money include the Urbana School District, Bloomington District 87, and McLean County District 5 in Normal. Urbana's proposed budget for the next fiscal year will include another increase in the local motor fuel tax, but Mayor Laurel Prussing says her $58.3 million budget plan represents just a modest spending increase over last year. The mayor wants to bring Urbana's gas tax to 4 cents a gallon by July 1st, matching an increase that took effect in Champaign last week. And the revenue would be devoted to street repairs.
Their neighbors who did not have a tax, like the neighbors of the city of Peoria and the city of Danville, had the same prices. People complain about Windsor Road, they complain about Race Street, so we have to deal with these things, and I think the average person understands that it's a pretty small price to pay to have a road that you can drive on without wrecking your car.
A public hearing on Urbana's proposed budget is scheduled for June 18th. And a 17-year-old boy who contends he took a stun gun to his Indianapolis high school to protect himself from bullies who tormented him because he was gay has been expelled. Indianapolis Public Schools issued a statement today confirming the expulsion of Darnell Young from Arsenal Technical High School through the fall semesters. Officials say he may return to school January 7th. There's more news all the time at will.illinois.edu. In sports, it's do or die for the Chicago Bulls tonight at the United Center. The Bulls are trailing Philadelphia 3-1 in their best-of-7 playoff series. Tip-off is at 8:30. The Chicago White Sox take on Cleveland at 6:05 tonight. They lost the first two games in that series. The Cards plan to send Jake Westbrook to the mound in Phoenix tonight at 8:40 as they continue their 3-game series against the Diamondbacks. And Cubs right-hander Ryan Dempster will go for his first win of the season when he faces the Atlanta Braves at Wrigley Field tonight at 7:05. I'm Craig Cohen, Illinois Public Media News.